The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Psachim Daf Peh. The Gemara says towards the bottom of Amud Aleph, Itmar ha-yeruvan zovin u-miyutan t'mei mesin. The Gemara is talking about the when tumah is doicha, when tumah is nidcha in the service of bringing the carbon Pesach, and when we're supposed to bring Pesach sheni. Ha-yeruvan zovin, most of Klai Yisrael was zovin, tumah yotim guf, which it does not have the din of being nidcha b'tzibur, u-miyutan t'mei mesin. Miyut of Klai Yisrael was t'mei mesin. Omer Rav, Oysan Tmei Mesim and Oysan Leiberishim Veleibersheni. The Tmei Mesim that are mentioned cannot bring not a carbon Pesach Rishon and not a carbon Pesach Sheni. Rishon Leavdi Dehavi Miuta, Miuta Leavdi Berishon. The halacha is that the only Tzibur which is Doiche, where Tuma is Doiche, the normal dinim of Kodshim, and Tmeim can bring a carbon is only when Reuven Klai Yisrael. Miuta le'avdi berishon. A miut of Klai Yisrael cannot bring carbon Pesach. Betuma. B'sheni nami le'avdi. Kol hechad avdi tzibur berishon. Ovid yochid b'sheni. Whenever most of the tzibur, whenever there's a surah of a tzibur oisa carbon rishon, there are yechidim that became tomei. Vehi adam, there were those that were tomei le'nefesh adam. They could bring Pesach sheni. Kol hechad le'avdi tzibur berishon. Whenever the tzibur did not bring carbon, and over here we're talking about where Reuven Klai Yisrael was zoven, so mill they were not able to bring a carbon rishon. There was no carbon Pesach rishon. The halacha is le'ovid yochid b'sheni. The yochid cannot make a carbon Pesach b'sheni. There's an interesting shaila in Minchas Chinuch. Raises in Mitzvah Shin Pei. He wants to know the Minchas Chinuch. He says he's writing this in the days between Pesach rishon and Pesach sheni. He adds in parentheses a tefillah that the Rebbeinu Shem should make this Shaila come to fruition. What was his Shaila? Shaila is where, unfortunately, the year he's writing, unfortunately, in the last 140 years, it's the same. Karb Shibana Beis HaMikdash from here, the Karb Pesach hasn't been brought. What happens if the Beis HaMikdash of Mashiach comes, and the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Shein? L'chayra, we should bring a Karb Pesach Shein. Karb Pesach Rishon wasn't brought, we were all Tmei. We should bring a Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, there was no Tzibur that brought Rishon. If there was no Tzibur that brought the Rishon, how could you bring a Sheni? Meaning to say, if the Gemara is telling us that the only time there's a Korban Sheni, a Pesach Sheni, is only when the Tzibur was already Yotzi Dechavatim B'Rishon, Benidin Didan, in our unfortunate state, there is no Beis HaMikdash, the Pesach Rishon was not brought by a Tzibur, if that's true. Then how could the Sheni bring a carbon? This is Minchas Chinuch Shaila. Minchas Chinuch says that it seems to him that B'chiyah Gavna, the carbon Pesach Sheni, will be brought. Even if the carbon Rishon was not brought by a Tzibur, the carbon Sheni is brought. And it's very hard to understand. The Gemara is saying another way. The Gemara says that where the carbon Pesach Rishon would not be brought, because Reuven of Klai Yisrael was Zovin, if there's no Tzibur B'Rishon, there are no Yechidim B'Sheni. There's an interplay of two. Tzibur Rishon, Yechidim B'Sheni. If there's no Tzibur B'Rishon, then there's no Yechidim B'Sheni. Not only is there not Tzibur B'Sheni, that's one problem, but there's also a problem that if there's no Tzibur B'Rishon, there are no Yechidim B'Sheni. So why would that be true, Bizman Hazeh, if the Beis HaMikdash, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, would be built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, L'chayr, there was no Tzibur that brought the carbon Rishon. This is one Shaila that's hard to understand, B'yachas to this Minchas Chinuch, that says that we would bring a carbon. And Amir Tzashem, we will bring a carbon. Because as I'm saying this year, it's between Pesach and Shavuos, and we're still waiting every day for the carbon Pesach to be brought. I'm sorry, we're after Pesach Sheni. It's right before Shavuos. The carbon this year, unfortunately, cannot be brought. But we hope that the Shaila won't be Negaz in the side, because we hope that the Beis HaMikdash will be built a lot before Pesach Rishon of next year, Tov Shanayin Dal. Emi Yetzesha. So this is a problem with the Minchas Chinuch. Why would it be different than the case that the scenario that the Gemara depicts? There's another problem. The Meiri talks about a case which is a slight variation from the Gemara. It's interesting, there's a sefer written by the one of the Gedolim from 200 years ago, it's called the Graf Ado. The Graf Ado was a son-in-law of the Chido, and he writes him in a Svora, in his Pirush, that the case of the Gemara that Rav says you wouldn't bring a carbon Pesach Sheni is only where by the Pesach Rishon there were Tmeim, L'Nefesh Adam, there were Tomei Meis, but they couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon because they weren't the Roiv. In that case, they can't bring the Sheni. But what happens if Roiv of Klai Yisrael, they're not Al Tomei L'Nefesh. Roiv of Klai Yisrael were Zovin in Pesach Rishon. If Roiv of Klai Yisrael were Zovin in Pesach Rishon, he says that Klai Yisrael could bring it. It's only when they were the Tmei Nefesh can't bring Pesach Sheni. But if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Tomei, and the Karban Pesach couldn't be brought by Rishon, or at least Roiv of Klai Yisrael could bring it, then they could bring the Karban by Pesach Sheni. So if Roiv of Klai Yisrael was Zovin, by Pesach Sheni, the Zovin could bring Pesach Sheni. The Meiri clearly says not that way. Meaning, say, what do we see from the Meiri? We see again the same principle, that once Rav tells us that the relationship between the two Karbonis, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, has to be Tzibur B'Rishon and Yechidim B'Sheni, then that has to be true. There has to be that there was a kium of Karbon Pesach Rishon Al Yedei the Tzibur, and thereafter Yechidim, stragglers, people that were left out, left behind, will be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, but only when they function as stragglers, when they Yechidim. If they're the Roiv, because Roiv HaKlai Yisrael didn't bring, they would not be able to bring. L'chor, this is also a contradiction to the Michas Chinuch. So, I think what the Michas Chinuch was saying was a little bit more profound than on the simple level. And it brings to mind the story, the famous story after the 67 war, when they captured, you know, everybody's heard the famous pictures with the famous video clip, Harabayit Shelano, when the soldiers burst onto the Harabayit. When the old city was recaptured in 67, the Kaisel, the Harabayit, was recaptured, there was a lot of talk about bringing Karbonis, a lot of nationalistic talk then about going up to the Harabayit and being Mitayer and looking for a Paraduma. They were looking here and there for a Paraduma, bringing Karbonis even before the Beis HaMikdash would be built. And there was a discussion, there was some Rabbonim that were swept up in the fervor. They were gung-ho with the idea because bringing Karbon is not a problem because the Karbon Talmud is, even if Roiv was a Tmeim, because there's no Parah Aduma, but Tumo Drivet Tzibur. Karbon Pesach is bringing Tumo Drivet Tzibur. What's the problem? We could go to a mitzvah, be retired from Tumo Ayotim Gufa. No Balakari, no Sheretz HaTmeim, no Zovin, etc. would be allowed to bring a Karbon. But the Roiv Minyan Binyan Klai, so anybody that's retired could bring a Karbon, even if they're Tomei L'Nefesh Adam before Parah Aduma, because Tumo Drivet Tzibur, what's the problem? So they came to Rav Eliyashiv. Interesting, Rav Eliyashiv was in his mid-50s then. He was in his upper 50s, and he was already considered one of the leading poskim in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Eliyashiv heard out all the different stuff, and he said, for everything there's a halachic way of getting around. All the problems could be surmounted. It could be done. But as a klal issue, I'd like, he told the Rabbanim that if you go to the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the previous Ger Rebbe that was Nifta 35 years ago, the Beis Yisrul, Chisur and Alayni, go to the Beis Yisrul of Ger and ask the Beis Yisrul what he thinks. The Rabbanim came, the Beis Yisrul was very sharp, very penetrating. They came in, they told him the whole discussion, all the sudden, right, back and forth. The Beis Yisrul gave a penetrating, a sharp look at Darka by Kodesh, and the Rabbanim, they said, Tzibur, Hutru B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutru B'Tzibur, Tzibur, I don't see a tzibur. There is no tzibur. What do you mean to say? And they went back to Rav Eliyashiv. They told him the tshuva. Rav Eliyashiv was tremendous. Was in tremendous spirals. Was in a said ah. So that's a manik b'Yisrael. He has a sharp look. What did the Beis Yisrael mean to say? The Beis Yisrael pashtus meant to say that when Roiv Minyan a Binyan of Klal Yisrael, Vachenu Bnei Yisrael, unfortunately, don't even know what it means to be a yid. Don't know what it means to say Shema Yisrael, assimilation, absorption, intermarriage, etc. Roiv Minyan, a Binyan of Klal Yisrael, has no shaykhis with identifying themselves as Zera Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, as Am HaNivcha, as Omdu Ragleinu L'Har Sinai. Is there a tzibur, the mitzius, the mahus of a tzibur of Klal Yisrael The Klal Yisrael united Kishachot B'lev Echad by Har Sinai. And that's the tour of Klal Yisrael as a halacha concept in all deris. The tzibur of Klal Yisrael is the tzamanisht, is the misovas lamachne, the agudas Yisrael, of Yidin standing together in the service of Avodas Hashem. Yidin that, by denomination, by shita, we're not talking about personal failings, we're talking about by denomination, don't define themselves as being kofav, as being mechuyiv, to tayag mitzvahs, have a chidin of a chelik of a tzibur, the yechidim. Yisrael shechot aval b'shechot Yisrael, that's for sure. But as a tzibur is only a tzibur when it's a tzibur of Shem Yitaru Mitzvahs. The Beis Yisrael was telling them that when we're talking about Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, we mean Klal Yisrael as a tzibur who are acting like Klal Yisrael. That's a tzibur, and if that tzibur is tamei, then there's a din of tzibur, of tumah utrub tzibur. But when there is no tzibur, there's no tzur of Klal Yisrael until Mashiach comes. That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for Klal Yisrael to again have a tzura of an am, of the am anivcha. The Kuzri says, "Ein am Yisrael shmoi am ein lanu shem uma ela ayde teru." There is no identifying feature of Klal Yisrael as a nation except the teru. Eretz Yisrael is the way to facilitate kima teru is an Eretz Yisrael, but the land does not give us our identity as the people of Klal Yisrael. The people of Klal Yisrael were around for 2,000 years without being in Eretz Yisrael. In any case, that's what the Beis Yisrael told Rav Eliyashiv. In that context, in that vein, I believe what the Michas Chinuch is saying is that before there's a Beis HaMikdash, where Klal Yisrael spread out and so many people don't even know they're Yidden, Rachman al Nebuch, so many people don't even know what it means to be a Vizera, Avrami, Tzviyaka, they're not part of Klal Yisrael. There's also no Tzibur because Yidden are spread. Every place you go, there's no tzibur today of Yidden. If there's no tzibur, that's not the pshat that there's a din tzibur berishon, and there's a din, there has to be a tzibur berishon. The Michas Chinuch understands that what it means is that the tzura of Pesach Sheni is as yechidim, not as a tzibur. But when there was no tzibur berishon, if there was no tzibur berishon, not because there was a tzibur that didn't, the tzibur didn't bring carbon pesach, but because there was no tzibur, then the tzibur could bring carbon pesach sheni. The tzad, not like the Michas Chinuch, is that that's a definitive statement that there has to be a tzibur berishon and yechidim b'sheni. The Michas Chinuch was mechadosh not that way. He said that this, that there has to be a din yechidim b'sheni, is only when there was a tzibur berishon. Then those that were not part of the tzibur, because they were talking, could bring b'sheni. But if there was no tzibur, not there was no tzibur that brought the carbon, there was no tzibur, like the Beis Yisrael said, Ichzenish kin tzibur, I don't see, there's no tzibur in Klal Yisrael, this man of Zen until Mashiach comes. If that's true, then l'kishu yibona Beis HaMikdash, and it becomes a tzibur al yidei, kibbutz goliath, then bo'isir rega, is nizchadish adim tzibur, that they could bring Pesach Sheni. It's rather profound, but there's a very deep message to learn over here in this point. The point is that the relationship between carbon pesach rishon and sheni is a lechetchila b'diav. It's an interesting idea. There's what we call in the sifrei chassidus and the sifrei kabbalah oisis mansepach. Mansepach are the five letters that have an enderois. Chof, where there's a chof soifi, the last letter in the word has a different surah. Chof and mem and Nun, and Tzadik and Pei. Oisis Mansepach. In the Kabbalah Svarim, it's understood that since these are final letters represent a certain finality, certain Midas Adin, you're locked in. The possibilities are not endless. Every Ois in a Torah represents unlimited growth. These Oisios are called Chomish Gvurois because they represent endpoints, points that are limited in accomplishment, in achievement. There are places in the Torah that are Oyer, every halacha in the Torah is an Oyer, is a skalus, is a way of connecting the Rebbeinu Shalom, a way of bringing the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shalom into this world. Oysis and the Torah are the same. There are certain halachas which are be'etzim places of darkness. And the Svarim bring down that there are five parashas that were not said to Moshe Rabbeinu in totality on Har Sinai, because the Maimon on Har Sinai was Kuloi Oyer, Kuloi is galus, Kuloi Gilu Kulei Panim Opanim, they were said later on. Those five parashas are merumas in these five letters. One of them is the Mem is Mekoshesh, which Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom what to do with the person who is Mechal Shabbos Berabim. The nun is Noikev b'shem Hashem. At the end of Parshat, the son of Shlomo Spadivri that was Mekalo. That's man. The tzaddik refers to Bnei Tzolofcha. They asked the Shalom and Shemin to go back for instructions on Yerush Sabbath. The pay is Pinchos. Pinchas asked Moshe Rabbeinu what to do with I'm sorry, the chof is Korsby, and the pay is refers to Pesach Sheni. All these parashas are places that are sosim, are places where there was a limited perception on Moshe Rabbeinu's part, and the oyer, the true halacha, had to come through the choshech. It's a concept that's discussed extensively in the Chassidish Svar. And what the Svarma are teaching us is one of these parashas is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a chance to pull victory from the jaws of defeat. Somebody wasn't roy to come, to enter Bebris Hashem, to join Klal Yisrael as a tzibur. There's a tzibur. Klal Yisrael Pesach Rishon, the carbon Pesach Rishon, even though it's brought by Echidim, is called a carbon tzibur. It supersedes Shabbos, it supersedes Tumah, it rises above the limitations of Gashmias, of Zman. Why? Because a tzibur of Klal Yisrael is something that's for eternity. Yechidim could die. The Gemara says tzibur loy meis. The carbon bezer that's brought bit tzibur, it's brought bit knufya, the Gemara says, has a din, has a shame of a carbon tzibur, which is why it has a din of tumah v'shabbos hotra. In any case, the Pesach Rishon, which is the hisgalus of Klal Yisrael in its totality, those that were not zeichet to the full oil, they were nidche because they were tomei, can come as Yechidim Pesach Sheni. But what we can't do is we can't take away the Hizgalus of the Tzibur. If there was no Tzibur Pesach Rishon, then the Menachas Chinuchis teaches us we could create the Tzibur when Mashiach comes, we'll be able to create a Tzibur by Pesach Sheni. But until then, in the Tzura, the way the Mitzvah was in the Torah, the Pesach Rishon has to be the Tzura of the Tzibur. The tzur of Klal Yisrael b'shleimusa is Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, which is the or mitoicha kosha, which is the stragglers, the cry that rose out of those that were tummy. Lomani goro, why should we be left out of joining the Bris Hashem? They were given Pesach Sheni, but that Pesach Sheni is for Yechidim, not for the tzibur. There has to be a tzur of a tzibur, and then there are people that are given an opportunity later on, but there has to be a tzibur that leads ahead. Come Pesach. The Tzibur and the Karbon Sheni as Yechid.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.